Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome aboard, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. It is tournament time, and we're glad to be talking about the Sun Belt Conference baseball tournament that is getting underway today. I've got Daniel Stewart in the studio with me here, along with Kelly Santer on the phone. With us is Jason Baker, and we're going to spend the next hour talking about Golden Eagle baseball, which is obviously one of our favorite topics. All right, Daniel, you pitched for the Golden Eagles. Is the mindset a little different on tournament day than and the Eagles would obviously not play today? But does your mindset change when you get into the postseason?
Sure, it does. It's an adjustment. You know, you get used to a normal schedule, and now all of a sudden tournament time. You may have a 9 a.m. game in the morning or a 9 a.m. game at night. Two games a day, or, you know, it's just so compressed, and tournaments are just a different animal. You got to have a different mentality to be able to make it through.
Do you feel the pressure more than you would, say, starting a regular season game?
Yeah, I think there is more pressure for sure, because, you know, this is kind of the make or break. This is what you've been working for all year, so you almost have to treat it like it's a, you know, brand new season. What, you know, regular season's gone. We're starting over from scratch. And I think, you know, that's really important, because you see some teams that may have barely made it into the conference tournament all of a sudden playing kind of good and maybe have some upsets here. So anything can happen in the tournament.
Is there any team that would scare you more than another? Just based
honestly,
on how they've played through the year?
Honestly, Marshall. Really? And the only reason I say Marshall is because they didn't really play anybody else good the last couple of years but us. They just seem to have our number. Now, obviously, you've got Coastal Carolina's going to be good. Troy's going to be good. But, you know, that little sleeper team that I don't want to face is probably going to be Marshall.
Kelly?
Old Dominion is the one that I think they're kind of the big question mark at this point. They've been playing well.
They are.
Down the stretch. And we've talked about on this show before that you want to be playing your best baseball on both sides this time of year. Now, is Old Dominion a world beater? Probably not. But they're enough to cause some problems for a lot of people. And it is of utmost importance, to Daniel's point about pressure, you got to win the first game, no matter where you are in the bracket. And we talked last week on this show about, well, if you're playing a team that you know you can beat, would you throw your 2 and 3 starter knowing that you, in game 2, would go with your number 1 starter? And the answer is absolutely not. You dance with the lady that brought you. You know, you got to go with your number 1 guy, because if you lose that first game, brother, it is nearly impossible, and I don't care who you are, to work your way back through the loser's bracket.
It's a hard row to toe. I mean, your back's against the wall if you lose game 1. If you're in the winner's bracket right off the bat, you get a little bit more flexibility. It doesn't seem like, you know, you're as pressed for, you know, games back to back to back. And so fighting through that loser's bracket is extremely tough.
And we're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here. Opening segment of our program is sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Jason Baker does the home games, baseball games, for ESPN Plus, and I'm sure, like all of us, watches every game when they're not in the peak. Jason, is there a team in this tournament that scares you the most?
You know, Kelly actually took mine. I believe ODU has been playing incredible baseball of late, and they've got a guy in Blake Morgan that I think is as good of an arm as anybody maybe in the Sun Belt and when he's on. And I think he's a lefty that's given us some problems in the past. So, I would certainly kind of side with the team that's playing hot at this time. And ODU certainly appears to be you know, that kind of team at the moment. And, you know, to Daniel's point, I mean, Marshall's confident against us. So you get a little nervous when you've got a team that's, you know, got a little bit of confidence, a little bit of swag that maybe they know they can beat you, and it's in their mind already. And so, yeah, I think those two teams are the two teams I would probably identify besides Captain Obvious of Coastal.
Hey, Jason, if you – just so that I feel like I'm fully accepted by you and endorsed by you for the rest of this show, would you do me a favor? Just call me KS?
That's right. That's exactly.
Like you do LB and all the rest.
That's right. I can make that happen. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, JB. Yeah, hey, one other team, though, and I want to throw this out to you guys. Arkansas State. Haven't necessarily been playing that great toward the end of the year, but these are guys that are primarily made up of Nichols. And Nichols has made the regionals the last 2 years, so they know what tournament play is about. They know how to play good baseball. There's another team that could really be trouble in the right circumstance.
No, it's possible. And Kelly, like you said a little while ago, the sequence of when these teams play and if they win or lose and kind of the projection throughout the tournament is either going to add some strength to some of the more poor teams if they get lucky and maybe win the first game. It also is going to work against the more teams that are, you know, had a better regular season. So that's the thing. It's just you don't really know how the tournament's going to work out until you start playing these games. And you got weather that might come into effect. That it's just a whole completely different animal. And that's why it's so fun to watch, because you just never know who's going to play well.
Jason, it's a fact, isn't it? On a given night, depending on who's pitching, who has the hot hand, anybody can beat anybody in college baseball.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And, you know, I what the old adage in baseball, you're only as good as your next day starting pitcher, right? And I think that's a great formula, but I point to this all the time, I hope, on our broadcast. To me, I think it's about the bullpens in college baseball today. Most starters today are somewhere in the fourth to the sixth inning and nowhere beyond. And I would say at that point, you know, you're handing that baseball off to guys that have been in moments throughout this season. And in reference to the Golden Eagles, they've been in stressful moments, tight moments. And so it's how they're going to handle those moments under duress of a tournament setting with, you know, maybe a win or go home type mentality, you know, or maybe their season's over if they don't continue to win. I don't think that's the case for the Golden Eagles, but there'll be teams in this tournament that will be facing that mantra, if you will. And so to me, these bullpens are the ones that you see where the stars get born. And to me, that's where the people step up. And then all of a sudden, maybe it's a guy that pitches tomorrow on Wednesday and, you know, he all of a sudden throws well. And then you're going to see him on Sunday in the championship game, if that's possible. Right. And so I think those guys on that back end are equally as valuable as those starting pitchers.
And two things about the good guys about Southern Miss going into this tournament. They are deep. Pitching wise, they've got a lot of guys that they could use in those relief roles. But the other thing to what JB was saying, Southern Miss has been in some games this year they had no business winning, right? And then Monastir comes up. The two Southeastern Louisiana games are case in point. You thought they were done, thought they were finished, and they have faced the most intense pressure and responded favorably.
Well, that's a good thing.
Absolutely, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's another thing I think the Eagles have going for them.
Jason, I know that during the middle of the season a little bit, maybe just a month or so ago, the bullpen was struggling, and we were all a little worried, but it does appear to me that they've come back around. Do you think this bullpen is deep enough for tournament play?
Yeah, I do, and I think there's some stars in it that are going to emerge this postseason. I think there's some guys that their best baseball is still ahead of them, and you can sort of see some of that. I mean, I can drop a few names. I mean, I think Camden Sundstrom is one in the last 30-plus days that has taken his game to another level. I think he has all the potential to be a rising star through this postseason run for the Golden Eagles in some form or fashion. I don't quite know yet what the role is or what Oz will choose to do with him, but we've seen him in all kinds of situations. We've seen him inherit runners to induce a ground ball. We've seen him come in short relief. We've seen him extend some. And, you know, I think he's a guy that can do it. And then, I point to the ones that are pretty obvious. I think Cross Sibley has been extremely sharp in the last 30 days. Landon Payne has looked like a big leaguer to me. And then Colby Allen's been Colby Allen of late. And so I think, you know, you take – that's four guys, and I didn't even mention Josh Ock. So, yes, I think there's guys in that pen that are getting ready to maybe play their best baseball of the season.
You know, and those type of issues, as we talk about, are, you know, is our bullpen deep? Are we going to be able to or set up good for a tournament run? The other teams are actually doing the same exact thing. That's the same questions. Are our relievers going to be able to give us that leg up on a Southern Miss or a Coastal? I like where we are from a relief standpoint. I think our guys have proven themselves going to do really, really well this week. And I compare it to the bullpens of the other teams. Even though in my mind, I know this maybe not quite as deep as what we would like, but I think we're deeper than other teams, and I think that's going to make the difference.
It's tournament time, and we're pretty excited about it. We've got Jason Baker and Daniel Stewart, Kelly and I, here in the Southern Bancorp studio, going to continue our conversation quickly on the other side of the break. Meanwhile, don't forget about our podcast. You can catch us anytime on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And Kelly, despite you, thousands of people are doing it every month.
Well, maybe it's because I call her Alexis and not Alexa. I didn't.
Maybe that's why she's never answered you.
I'm really up to date on all this
or
technology.
Siri. Does Siri talk to you?
What kind of a name is Siri anyway?
Well, see, you're insulting her. She's not going to talk. This is not how you deal with women, Kelly.
Me insulting a woman? What are the odds?
We'll be back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, we're glad you are. This segment of the show is sponsored by Campus Bookmark, campusbookmark.net on Hardy Street, where you can find all your Southern Miss apparel. And don't forget about Genesis of Hattiesburg. That's the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles on the road. You can visit the all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. We will be broadcasting live from Montgomery starting tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 1 to 2 o'clock, working on a great lineup of guests for you throughout the week. And then when we get back home next Monday, we'll be at MCS Home Center on Selection Day. We understand a lot of players are going to join us, and maybe some of the coaches, and Hank Lott and his crew out at MCS Home Center. We always look forward to spending some time around Hank Lott and all those great kids.
And come out and join us, too, because it's Memorial Day. Kids aren't in school.
Lots of sales.
A lot of businesses will be closed. So.
Lots of big sales. All right, Golden Eagles hoping to win their third consecutive Sun Belt tournament. Let me go around the horn. Let me start with you, Daniel. How big would that be, but how hard will that be?
How big? It would be really, really big, huge. And I think, as we've talked about in weeks past, we've got to do certain things because, as a fan, I want to host a regional. So I think we're going to have to probably win this tournament to be able to be in the conversation to be a host. All right, I've already forgot second part of the question.
How hard?
I'm probably too optimistic. I look at how we played and how we're playing lately. we played extremely well. I do believe that that team we're going to have to cross ultimately to get to the championship game or maybe play. I'm not sure what the brackets exactly look like, but it's Coastal. And they've had a really good year, really good players. Strength of schedule is really, really good. So you look at them, you look at us, I think we match up really well. But getting to that point, I don't think we're going to struggle too much. But finishing off is going to be tough.
All right, Kelly, how big and how hard will it be?
It'll be big just because it's the next thing on the schedule. And to Daniel's point about hosting a regional, I think it'll be easier than maybe a lot of other teams. Going into the season, I thought there was going to be real parity up and down this Sun Belt lineup. But as it turns out, really three teams have risen to the top, and I think it's going to be, unless an ODU absolutely catches fire or an Arkansas State does some stuff you wouldn't expect, realistically, the only three teams that have a shot at winning this are Coastal, Southern, and Troy. And I'm less likely to think of Troy, even though they've had a good season. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's going to be as hard. Still going to be difficult just because the Southern, we've talked about this bullpen being so deep. And if other teams were as deep and as talented, they wouldn't be coming into the tournament as the 9th or 10th seed.
Bottom line. Very true.
Jason Baker, what do you say?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I mean, it's, you know, not to get economical with it, but I think in terms of the city of Hattiesburg, it's probably about a $5 million swing on hosting a regional here in terms of economic impact or maybe even more. And I do. I think if the Golden Eagles win it, I'm of the belief I think there'll be a Hattiesburg regional. And, you know, how hard it's going to be, you know, I just think there's two teams at the top of these standings that are destined to see each other on Sunday. And, I put that as one game at a time, and we take care of our business, they take care of theirs. And then at that point, we'll see how difficult it's going to be. I think the depth of the staff will shine on that Sunday. I think the team with the most arms and most quality arms that have prepared themselves to be stretched in like this, you know, is, in my opinion, will win that game. And then, what I like is I like our chances. I mean, you've seen it in the last two seasons over there. Oz knows how to manage these staffs to get them ready for Sunday. And what I think it was Colby last year, maybe it was Justin Storm the year before, maybe I had that flip-flop, but you know, I think those are guys that are ready to step up, and there's other guys in this pen that are ready to step up and take that baseball and do something special with it as you get towards that weekend of the championship.
He is a special coach, and I know you saw this weekend, Jason, when J.B. Middleton got off to a bad start, gave up three runs in the second inning, hit a batter, walked a batter, just not like J.B. Middleton. Oz goes out and talks to him and spends a little time on the mound with him, and he does not give up another hit through eight innings. He's, in a sense, the pitching whisperer, is he not?
Yeah, I mean, he's the best in the country. There's not even a question, and we don't even have to debate it. He knows what he's doing. He so many people, and myself included, are short-sighted in the sense of, like, I'm looking at it from a stuff standpoint, and I think all these meetings are about stuff, but Cliff Russin does a great job of pointing this out so many times in the broadcast, so many times from Oz. It's not even about the pitch and the location. It's solely about body language, mentality. And I think I heard him on y'all show Monday say he went out there and told him and reminded him, hey, let's stick with what's got us here. You know, let's keep that mentality, let's get in this dugout, and let's get on and let this lineup do some work. And that's exactly what happened last Friday. I do, Bob. I think Oz is a factor. He knows his guys, and I think he comes in with great plans and understands exactly what he's going to do and tinker with the staff enough to know, hey, what I can get out of certain guys. And look, I mean, he extended Landon Payne in the final regular season weekend against Louisiana, and I think there was purpose in that. I think he wanted to see Landon Payne extended again and what the stuff looked like. And you know, he was popping 96 a couple of times, I believe, on the TrackMan on that Sunday afternoon in the last inning and a third inning of relief work. So I think there was intent there for him to do that against Landon Payne, probably trying to figure out how much can I get out of him in a tournament setting.
And Daniel, he manages the game very well, doesn't he? He seems to know when to pull the right lever at the right time.
Yeah, he does. He makes, historically, what I'm used to is college baseball. He probably makes more changes to the pitchers than sometimes you think. But at the same time, and being part of a team, the coach knows exactly what makes these guys tick, what's going to motivate them, what's too much, what's too little. So, you know, the way he can finesse this pitching staff to get the most out of each and every pitcher is really phenomenal. It's something to see. So, you know, Jason said he's the best in the country. I fully believe it.
Kelly, it doesn't hurt when your team comes out and just bashes the ball down the other team's throat.
It sure helps. And honestly, you guys, we've talked about this before. This has not been something we've been able to talk about in the past, a Southern Miss team that can come out here 1-9 and put up double-digit runs potentially every game. And that's a pitcher's best friend. But when you guys were talking about Oz, to me the most important thing about any coach, any manager at any level, is consistency. Mm-hmm. And I think what Ostrander does, maybe better than other coaches, is he doesn't make it personal. This is business. You walk people, you come out. You bean people, you come out. I love you. I'm always going to love you. But today, you're out. You're not doing your job. And he's been consistent about that. Then never has he wavered from that message. No. And when you as a pitcher know clearly what the expectations are, you don't get your underwear in a wad, too. No. He's been consistent from day one.
Jason, we both have the privilege of getting to talk to a lot of these kids, and I'm sure you've had the same experience. I haven't talked to a pitcher this year that doesn't repeat what Colby Allen told me. When you throw balls, bad things happen. And they know that when they start walking people, they're coming to the bench, don't they, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, it's a standard, and he doesn't waver. Oz doesn't waver off that standard, and frankly, the ones that he trusts and the one that he uses are the ones that don't waver off of it either. And you know, I guess over the last several years, you could go back and look, and I would venture to say we're a top 20 staff in the entire country in terms of strikeouts to walk ratio, and we're just not going to give you the free pass. We're not going to put you on base. And I thought it was a counterpoint to Louisiana's run game and other teams that we've seen coming to the tee that I've covered where they're so high in stolen bases. But frankly, without traffic on the bases early in innings, it's very hard to get stolen bases against this Golden Eagle ball club because, you know, they're just not giving you that, you know, leadoff walk or giving in to a hit batsman or what have you. And so I think it's a major factor, guys, in this, that this staff knows what it's going to take. And you know, we've seen it time and time again. You go in there and you walk a few guys. Hey, man, somebody's up in the pen getting ready, and you're getting ready to come out. And he doesn't care what the name and the face is that's on that mound. He's going to stick with that plan.
Absolutely. Yeah, I go back to the Sunday game with Louisiana Lafayette. We talked about it last week. We jump into a 5-0 hole right out of the gate. You know, first two innings, and I'm sitting around watching, and Urban hits the home run. You know, we're still down 5-1. These guys are not upset. They're not worried. There's a confidence that they're carrying. You mentioned knocking the cover off the ball. Our pitching staff knows, hey, things are going to happen. And, you know, if you walk, some guys are have some issues, yes, you're going to come out. Next guy up, Scott, he knows what that expectation is. The hitters are very, very confident right now. So as a team, both sides of the ball, pitching and hitting, we're really clicking on all cylinders right now. So that's kind of why I even feel more confident kind of coming into this tournament.
And sometimes Ostrander will have to go through six or seven guys to find one that'll throw strikes.
He goes through a lot sometimes.
And he'll do that too.
If that's what it takes.
But our core group of guys is there.
Yeah,
we know who he's going to get called on.
And because they've been proven
absolutely
to be successful in that. And to Jason's point, to JB's point, you can't steal first base.
No.
Right.
So you don't give them first base. They don't have a run game.
Mobile Beignet Company is the official beignet store of the Eagle Hour. Kelly and I like it a lot. 2902 Hardy Street, Hattiesburg. Check out their Facebook page. Treat yourself and your family to some delicious beignets tonight. When we come back, more with Daniel, Jason, and Kelly, and we're going to hear a little bit from the donkey, J.B. Middleton.
Do I hear Frank Zappa right now?
That's Frank Zappa. This is the, what is it? This is the trash that oozes from your, no, this is the slime oozing from your TV set.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, Super Talk Eagle Hour. This segment sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill. We appreciate all they do. We've got a couple of our good buddies on the show today, Daniel Stewart and Jason Baker, Kelly Santer, and This just sort of broke, guys. This just came to me. A listener sent me this. This is something on the internet from sportstalkatlanta.com. Now listen, guys, here's the headline. Braves projected to select pitcher J.B. Middleton in the first round of the 2025 Major League Draft. Now, how good would that be for J.B. Middleton to pitch for the Braves that we can see every game, right?
That'd be great. That would be great.
You buying it, Jason, first-round draft pick?
Yeah, I am. He looks like a first-round draft pick to me. I've seen one other in our time at Pete Taylor Park, a guy that I won't name, but J.B.'s had that kind of stuff, those kind of track man numbers, that kind of dominant run about it, and he looks like a first-rounder to me. I mean, fellas, I don't know how much y'all watch later in the games, or maybe you're paying attention at the Pete, but fellas, I think his second best pitch is the changeup, and Oz has chosen in the past to just wait until later in games. He doesn't throw maybe 10 to 15 of them in a whole game, but the whiff rate on it's his highest whiff rate, and I think it's a big league plus changeup. And you, when you factor in how what he commands with the fastball and the slider is plus, yeah, he's a first rounder. And Christian Ostrander told me back in January, J.B. Middleton will pitch in the big leagues one day, and that's the best man that I know to tell me that, and I believe him.
The most underused and underappreciated pitch, in my opinion, is the changeup.
Oh, yeah, completely. Mm-hmm.
All these little league coaches want, you know, at 12 years old, teaching kids how to throw the spinner and the curveball. Man, just throw a fastball and a changeup.
Curveball gets the attention, but the changeup is the killer pitch.
100%.
So just a few days ago, I sat down with JB, had a pretty extended interview with him. One of the things I asked him about was to take us through his mindset, first third of the game, middle part of the game, last three innings of the game. And here's a little bit of that soundbite from JB Middleton, then we'll get the thoughts of the guys here. All right, JB Middleton on this special edition of the Eagle Hour. JB, I want to take you back to the start. I want to take you back to when you first came here, even prior to that. When did you first start playing baseball, and when did baseball become a passion for you?
Really ever since I was little, you know, I guess as long as I can remember. I grew up playing and just always loved the game and knew that, you know, I wanted to play it as long as I could. And so, you know, trying to find ways to keep getting better and better to be able to have the opportunity to do that.
Was it a matter of you start playing league ball, then you started playing travel ball? And at what age were you when you got going?
I guess I started playing travel ball probably when I was in 7th or 8th grade, maybe 9th grade. So right before I started high school, and then, of course, through my high school, I continued to do that as well.
All right, so you go to high school, very good high school baseball player. When did Southern Miss get on the radar? What led J.B. Middleton here?
This was a place that I really wanted to be when, I kind of made that decision in my mind that, you know, I wanted to play baseball, college baseball. And the end of my junior summer going into my senior year, it was kind of a little short time span, and I was, you know, kind of just trying to decide where I wanted to go. And, I talked to Coach Oz, and going into my senior year, you know, we made it happen.
Did you know any of the players that were here? Did that lead you here, or was it strictly the relationship that you saw you could have with Oz?
I think it was kind of everything, you know, just the tradition here and the culture, and, they would get after it here. And, of course, you know, all the coaches, the staff, it's awesome. And, we improve, just everything.
All right, now I'm going to fast forward a little bit. I remember one of the first times I saw you pitch. It was, I guess, 3 years ago in Brandon. They brought you in late in a game against Mississippi State. Game wasn't going too well for the team. Outing didn't go too well for you. What has changed since then? Because obviously now there's a lot of talk you'll be perhaps a top 25 pro baseball pick.
Really just the mentality part and continuing to grow and learn from, the mistakes and continuing to get better at, you know, what you may be strong in already. So just all that, and but the mentality part of it's the biggest thing.
All right, that's not the segment I intended to run, but you know, we'll get that. You heard what he just said, Daniel. You were a college baseball pitcher. Is that right? The difference is all between your ears?
All between the ears. JB's much more talented than I was when I played, but it is. It's so mental, and a game changes as it goes along. And I always thought the first inning was one of the hardest innings to get through. So you get past that first inning and hope you can just find that groove. And, you know, your body's going to feel good, but you've got to be able to mentally keep it together and keep the hitters off balance as the game goes on. And that's a challenge every time you see them.
Pitching is an art form.
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand how many decisions have to be made between the bench, the catcher, the pitcher, and everything, between every pitch. And if you throw the added element of a runner being on mm-hmm. base, there is so much mental and emotional exhaustion and expenditure right. that takes place when you're on the mound. That's why pitchers, to be effective, are only going 4 or 5 days. It's not – obviously, it's important that the arms stay rested.
Sure.
But the mental and emotional expenditure, you just – you cannot – until you've experienced it, you just don't know.
All right, Jason, is this kid going to be considered in the same category as the Tanner Halls and the Nick Sandlins that have come through here once his career is over?
Yeah, I believe he will. I mean, I truly do. I mean, he's putting together that kind of campaign, and I think those kind of legends get born in the postseason, and, of course, we'll see what he does with it this postseason.
What is it you've seen about him through the years that has improved his game so much? Because I remember that game vividly, and I remember it just jumped out at me when they put the TV camera on him, how big his eyes were, and he was terrible. And now he's just a lockdown win almost, Jason.
Well, I know what Oz did mechanically, so I'll leave that alone. But I mean, there's a difference in his mechanics in terms of his positioning of his body and everything else. But what I've seen the most is the confidence in the secondary stuff to throw the slider in fastball counts and to be able to locate it, and then what I really love is his ability to get swing and misses on balls. I mean, he has the ability to put that slider on the outside and have it go off the plate and get him to chase so many times. And to me, that development, because he came here throwing 98, and I mean, yes, the fastball is good, but to me, like, you're not going to get college hitters out just with 98. You'll get some bad ones out, but not the good ones. And to me, the ability to throw that secondary and locate it has been incredible. I've been begging for him to throw the changeup even more and start it earlier in games.
Daniel?
Yeah. You know, I was reading something on him last week, and it said that it was a Major League Baseball projection. His only knock was his physicality. And I said, there's no prerequisite that he says pitchers have to be big to be good. And but it is amazing, though, if a guy of his stature can generate that kind of velocity, that kind of torque on a slider. But I agree with you. His changeup has really come along. I would like to see him throw it more myself. But he is working on a season. He's you know, one of the best, and he's going to be in that same conversation as Nick Sandlins of Southern Miss lore.
Yeah, my biggest beef has always been with the major leagues, that they mm-hmm. focus way too much on 6'6", 6'5", not can I get people out.
Imagine if he was Paul Skeen size. What kind of attention he'd be getting?
I mean,
right now.
Either you can do it or you can't, and right. It shouldn't matter whether you're 5'10" or 6'6". But there is no doubt yeah. that the 6'6" guy always gets a better look than the 5'10"
guy. Well,
I guess
guy. If you're a major league team and you are about to invest millions into a guy, you're looking at every single metric that you can possibly analyze. So I can maybe understand it. But at the same time, look at how they perform in the games. That, to me, would carry way more weight.
Yeah, can they get people out?
Can they get people
and
out?
And when you're telling the junior college and high school players, we're not even going to look at you unless you can throw 93 from the right mm-hmm. side, 87, 86 from the left side. We're not even going to look at you. Well, that tells you to them the most important thing is velocity. Never mind it can't get it over the plate. He can throw it 95 miles an hour, but if you can't get it over the plate, it doesn't matter.
Does you no good.
Jason, he gets it over the plate, doesn't he?
He does, and, you know, I think that ability alone is what
is what Oz knew all along. You know, I think when Oz sort of knew, like, hey, I'm gonna develop him a little further, it was because he knew the command was there. And once he tweaked that mechanics, and essentially he got him what he says non-rotational or directional to home play, everything else synced up. And, you know, I think Oz is, that's that Oz effect. That's why if my son was a pitcher, he's not, but if he was and he was some kind of college athlete, I'd be knocking on the door in Hattiesburg to let that guy work with my kid, because the reality of it is if you can locate, you can pitch for Christian Ostrander, and there's things in there that he sees that others don't, because there's a lot of coaches that would have said, JB, you can't command it, you know, we're going to move on, but I saw something in there. No, we're not going to quite, you know, be done with this toy yet. You know, tinkered with it over the summer. I think that's, you know, that's big too, is to get a kid to trust you to, like, hey, stay here. Don't go play summer.
All right, we'll be back. Continue with Daniel, Jason, and Kelly right after this.
That's what JB did last summer.
But they can't hear that music. They can't.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back. Glad you're with us this afternoon. This segment sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street. DBAT, great place for baseball, softball training. And a pretty good former baseball player down there, Luke Reynolds. Control. I remember at one time, Daniel, he first got here, it was almost like watching men play against boys a little bit.
He was a big boy.
Beast when he got here, wasn't he?
He was.
All of our guys look like that now.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you what, Jason, getting off the bus, nobody could even come close to us. We almost looked bigger than the football team last year.
There's some physicality to this team, guys, and I think it comes with, you know, we've got, what, 2 6-year, you know, seniors, fifth-year senior in Carson, and then you've got guys that have just been bought into this weight room fully. And I mean, Nick Monastery even is well built, and Todd McAvicka's hand is implemented all over across this lineup and the way this team looks and appears. And I mean, to be honest, I know you guys were saying that before the season about the physicality of this team. I listened one day and heard Kelly specifically, I remember him saying that, and look at what it's paid off, right? This team has just continued to plug.
Now, Jason, I do want you to understand, anytime Kelly says something that really makes a lot of sense, I've generally written that and handed it to him. So,
well, I figured that, Bob, but I didn't want to fight the source to that. You know, I was never good at that in college either.
I thought you were going to say that it's particularly memorable because it doesn't happen that often.
It doesn't
often.
Happen very frequently, no, but we hear a lot of useless stuff come out of that brain of yours. That is, that's it. But you probably know what I'm talking about there, don't you, Jason?
That's right. I do 100%.
All right, guys. It's time to start thinking about what is going to happen. 2 years in a row, the Golden Eagles have won the Sun Belt Tournament, defeating, I believe, Louisiana the first game and Georgia Southern last year. That's right. Didn't it? Georgia Southern was last year.
Yep.
Had a 5-run lead, I think, going into the ninth inning, and the Golden Eagles came back incredibly to win it. All right, so we'll go start with our guest first. Daniel, Put on your soothsayer hat and sure. Tell us what you think's about to happen.
I'm anxious to see how we play these first couple of games. You know, if we can get out to a good lead and we can maybe save JB, keep him to around 80 pitches, I'd like to see him play and be available some later. Maybe not. We'll just have to see how it goes, but I think that's going to dictate how how far we get is having our guys available. But hey, I'm a Golden Eagle fan, true and true. I think we come out of this on top for 3 straight years.
Jason, let me hear your prediction.
Yeah, I'll go with Daniel. I'll put my black and gold glasses on since I'm not covering it from an unbiased opinion. I'll use the bias side of me, and I'll say, yeah, let's win this thing. And I think a star will be born over the weekend. Give me a Camden Sundstrom going about 5 innings strong in the championship game to set us up to give that bullpen its opportunity late on Sunday. And the Eagles win it over Coastal, and get ready because that Hattiesburg Regional is going to be rocking if that's the case.
I don't know what's going to happen. I'll tell you what I would like to have happen. Because going into this tournament, the Eagles and the Chanticleers are both playing great baseball. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody would argue that these are the top two teams in this league. Mm-hmm. I would just like to see the two top teams in the league get to fight it out. They would both want that. If the Shants could pick who they'd want to play in the championship, they'd pick Southern Miss and vice versa. That's what I want to see happen. And just leave it all on the table.
I just hope they come in limping at the end there.
Yeah.
I hope not our fault.
I hope they're tired and ate a lot of ice cream the morning before the game. I'm with you guys. You know, I'm talking with my heart right now. And sure. Kelly well knows how I look forward to baseball season every year. Was marking things off the calendar since Christmas almost.
And yeah, I can send him into a depression right now by saying football kickoff is 3 months away.
I like the Golden Eagles to get to Sunday. And, you know, it'll come down to the pitchers, Daniel. I mean, who's left Sunday? And I like the Golden Eagles to win it, but I would think that if it gets to what we think it's going to be Sunday, it will be fun to watch. It'll be a heck of a baseball game.
If it does come down to those pitchers, I'm good with that.
Sure. Yeah. Who's the guy that pitched at MGM Park through a complete game but was not one of your stars throughout the year?
We just had him on the show last week, coaching South Jones, Mason Strickland.
Mason Strickland. Yeah. That's the fun thing to me about conference tournament. Who is going to be the Mason Strickland for us this year? Maybe it is Camden Sundstrom.
Jason said it's Cameron Sundstrom.
And that's, to me, the most fun thing about watching these conference tournaments, what guys are going to kind of maybe not do much throughout the year, but really come to the tournament.
And don't forget about Ock. I know he has struggled a little bit, but Ock stepped up big time last year against App State in that game they had to win and held them off, and they won the game.
But you're asked to do things you're not normally used to doing come tournament time. So the guys that you really count on, we're going to ask a little bit more of them this week.
So, JB, if it does turn out to be Sundstrom, would this be like the WWE, that it's predetermined?
I don't know that it's predetermined. I just think, watching this from, I just think there's kids that trend this way, and all of a sudden they burst onto the scene, and I just think Camden's that kid. And look, guys, I also think it should be noted, I think we'll be the most mature team there. I think the most experience and depth. And in a world of college athletics where teams just trade in experience and maturity year in, year out, I think there's something to be said for what we've gotten to Matt Adams, what we've gotten to Chandler Best, what we've gotten to Carson Pato. They've been there before. I think that's a huge factor.
All right, Jason, thank you very much, man. We appreciate your time. Always fun to have you on the Eagle Hour. And Daniel Stewart, thank you as well, my friend.
Thank you.
You've been awesome all year long, by the way, as our baseball analyst.
Sure.
And the check's in the mail.
Oh, okay. I'll wait on it.
Let's do this, guys.
Absolutely. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.